From the Financial Times in London, I'm Patrick Jenkins, the FT's financial editor. This is FT News. Deutsche Bank is back in the eye of the storm over the past couple of days. It's lost nearly 10% of its market value, and over the past year, more than 50% of its market value, as investors become more jittery that there's no way out of their current plight. Deutsche is facing a big penalty from US regulators and also seems to have little business plan for the future. Well, I'm joined by Laura Noonan, the FT's investment banking correspondent, and Chris Wheeler, an analyst at Atlantic Equities, to discuss whether Deutsche can find its way out of this current situation. It's been a hairy couple of days in the markets for Deutsche, Laura.
Yeah, it's been a really brutal run on the stock market for Deutsche. They were down 7.5% yesterday. We're now down about 3%, and that's just halfway through Tuesday. So really, they're getting battered on the equities market. The debt market is now taking some of the pressure as well. In terms of the key drivers behind this, there was a report a few weeks ago saying that the authorities in the US had asked for a $14 billion fine from Deutsche. That was very much the early ask. Deutsche has been saying that they aren't going to pay anything like that, but still, that was a very frightening number.
This was for the mortgage-backed securities US mortgage penalty.
Yep. And then there was also an article at the weekend saying that basically Deutsche Bank CEO had been told by the German authorities that they can't intervene and they won't bail out the bank. Now, Deutsche was also in the news yesterday and they said that they hadn't asked for any help from the state, that they don't need any help from the state. The real problem is that people just don't seem to believe it. I mean, even after the bank came out with a very unequivocal statement on it, shares then continued to fall. So there is a real confidence issue here.
Yeah, it seems as if, Chris, just to bring you in here, Deutsche is being pretty battered. There's a deliberate shorting strategy going on. Obviously, quite a few hedge funds seem to be taking a punt against Deutsche because simply everyone knows that they're going to have to raise capital at some point, and that's going to be hugely dilutive. And until they do, which John Cryan, the chief executive, is trying to hold off from doing before they have to pay these settlement penalties, because he doesn't want to have a target on his back, so he says, around, you know, how much the authorities can go after. But as long as that goes on, the market's going to continue to punish the bank, isn't it?
Yes, it's a very, very difficult situation because John's laid out a strategy to try and get the bank back onto an even keel in terms of capital leverage, the platform, making sure that's much more efficient, taking costs out of the business. But the problem is, while all this noise is around him, particularly now around this $14 billion, the difficulty is actually making sure you don't start to shed revenues. You may have seen they dropped out of the top five banks for the first time since, one of the companies who keeps these records had put together the overall investment banking fee pot and trading fee pot. And now, you know, five US banks lead the way. Deutsche, I think, fell down to number six. So the worry is that when John comes out of this, as hopefully Deutsche than he will, they actually have a viable business that can return to some kind of normality and also produce decent returns.
And what about that capital issue? Because we've seen the share price now fall to such a level it's barely worth 20% of its net book value in terms of price to book. The dilution, as and when they come to raise capital, is going to be horrendous, isn't it?
Well, it is. And I think one of the problems is Deutsche has been in denial on capital since literally 2010, when it raised some money to buy Postbank, and everybody thought it should raise more to sort of boost its ratio rather than just buy Postbank. They subsequently had two pretty big share issues, one of them a rights issue since then. But you know, every time they were denying they needed the capital, we've now got to the situation where it seems inevitable. But again, as you just touched on, John has got the problem of how much do I raise? And the dilution could be absolutely monstrous with the shares at this particular price. So, you know, he's got a lot of shareholders who've come in quite recently, some core shareholders, particularly in the Middle East, who perhaps are going to have something to say about that.
And he's playing a massive game of chicken, basically.
Yes, he is. And that's not John's style at all. I mean, I always say he's a classic Warburg banker. You know, he was trained to be very precise, low-key, get the job done for the client, always under-promise and over-deliver. And that's what John's been trying to do. But he's in a situation I don't think even he's been in before as a fig banker at Warburg.
Final word, can it end happily? I mean, is he going to get through this?
I think he has to get through this because at the end of the day, this is so important to Germany. You know, all the talk about Berlin not standing behind Deutsche Bank is nonsense because it's not just important for the global markets, because this is much more important than the Lehman Brothers situation. Actually, it's very important for Germany. And so I think, you know, there's no doubt it will end with some kind of solution. How that works out within the EU framework, because that's a difficult one, we'll see. But yes, it will survive.
Well, it'll be very interesting to see how this all pans out over the coming months. Angela Merkel, the German Chancellor, has clearly painted herself into a bit of a corner, taking a hard line over Italy's proposed bailouts of its banking system. Whether she'll be able to get around the EU restrictions over Deutsche Bank and any kind of German rescue, we'll have to wait and see.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.